If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
3-2. Liner on a shot to third. It is caught there by Riley. And the ball game is over. Red Sox fall here 10-4. The walks doom the Red Sox. Bayo, another frustrating start. And Atlanta comes in. And they take 2 of 3.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was the voice of Will Fleming. Disappointment in his voice because
the sad dad of baseball in Boston.
Because the Red Sox are a disappointing baseball team. Still in second place, but now 5 games back of the New York Yankees. And, you know, some sobering numbers that our buddy Arcand put on Twitter. The record since May the 1st, so this month, Fitzy.
That would be May.
6-10. Not good.
That's not good. Nope.
Jaron Duran, 232 average, 626 OPS. Trevor Story,
subpar.
164, 425.
Go.
Campbell, it's getting worse, so pay attention. Campbell, 085, 253. 253 is his OPS, not his average. Don't think, oh, you messed things up.
Dear,
you didn't get him
in
the right. Nope, that's
God.
Bad. Tanner Houck, 9 ERA in 3 games started. Giolito, Lucas Giolito, 8.16 ERA in 3 games. Yep, you got 2 starters right there with an ERA over 8. You got a guy in the bullpen, Whitlock, your guy, Fitzy. What do you think of him?
Yep.
Still good, right? Still good?
He's been better.
7.94 ERA with 3 blown saves.
Rhymes with wit.
How about you guys, Slayton? You love him, too. 6.75. ERA.
I broke up with
losses.
These guys, though.
They were you dumped them all?
I did.
You walked away.
All.
You dumped them. This
yep.
break is a breakup. May is bad. Bad month.
You're not a goodbye. Yeah. It's a see you later.
You need to
I
be
said, I couldn't
single
be poly,
for the summer.
I couldn't be polyamorous with them anymore. We had to call it off.
Want to hear another sobering number?
Jeez, you're just hitting me with all these negative numbers. My God, what am I going to do with all this?
Alex Cora's win percentage is now 533 as a manager. Same as John Farrell had in his time as Red Sox manager. And most people think John Farrell was a terrible manager. Is that accurate?
They did, even though he won a World Series. Can you be that terrible of a manager if you win a World Series?
Yeah, of course. It's baseball. If you listen to some of the players, he stayed in his office and never came out. They policed the clubhouse and ran the team.
Yeah,
just
they had a lot of veteran leadership on that team. That would track, I guess.
The only thing he did was get in fights with Rich Keefe on the radio. And call
they weren't
Nick.
Too fond
There's
of
some value
other.
There.
Yeah, they hated each other. And Alex Cora, let's start there. He's our guy. We like him. This doesn't change. We still like him.
He'll be here Wednesday.
He'll be here Wednesday.
Good, bad, or otherwise.
And we still like talking to him. But tonight, you know who is managing the Boston Red Sox?
Not Alex Cora.
Ramon Vasquez. So you are getting a little sampling. This is like one of those wife swap shows they had on the networks for a while. You're getting a little sampling
a little
of
skip
life.
Swap.
A little skip swap here, and there's a lot of people. I monitor the text line. I monitor the Twitch chat. There are haters of Alex Cora. There have been for years. They think he skates. There were people that didn't want him to sign an extension, never mind still be the manager, any of that. They're going to get a sampling tonight. And Fitzy, I know this is like talk radio, let's see what plays out, hypothetical, blah, blah. What happens if the Red Sox go out tonight and just look sharp? on the base paths, in the field, at the plate, like two strikes, they're putting the ball in play, runners in scoring position, putting the ball in play, they're not what if they look like a better baseball team tonight? It's ridiculous. It's a one-off, one of 162. Mm-hmm. Alex Cora is with his daughter at graduation. He should be. Great dad. But isn't that going to feed fuel and give the haters a little bit of an example of what life
ammo?
Without Alex? Yeah.
What happens if the Red Sox play really well tonight in Alex Cora's absence? They get smoked by the Knicks on Tuesday.
You think that is...
Nothing changes. Nothing changes. Of course
nothing changes. In the minds of some, and
now,
it'll start to pull others.
Andy, one game out of 162, one game after several years being at the helm of the Red Sox.
It's a taste.
No, they just...
It's a small bite.
It's whatever is the name for the effect... of, you know, getting out of the norm and trying to prove that you can do it on, you know, like, oh, Alex isn't here. Let's win it for Alex tonight. Let's win it for his daughter. We'll play extra hard tonight. And then he
comes play extra
back.
Hard when he is here and you've
That's
lost five
question.
Of six.
It's a great question.
If you love him so much, play hard when he's there, not when he leaves. People read those things. When teams play better when a guy is gone, the reality is whether he's fired, sometimes the bump, they'll be like, they're showing you what they felt of him. They didn't win for him. They're playing harder. They're playing better. This is a little sampling. This is a one-off opportunity.
I mean, it's a small sample size. Yeah, to Fitzy's point, yes, it's too small of a sample size to extrapolate anything. But we just talked about in the 3 o'clock hour how we wanted change, how fans are ready for change, and how this team needs change, mm-hmm. a shakeup of some kind. What we have with a guy like Marcelo Meyer, for example, that seems to be the most obvious change is call up the kids. It's not tangible yet. You have zero games of MLB evidence.
Yeah.
What fans are going to grab onto is, now I have one game of MLB evidence of what this team plays like without him. I'm not saying I advocate for it, but you're going to hear it if they win a clean game tonight.
Especially when there's haters... But it doesn't matter whether it's right, whether it's realistic, whether it's genuine. I also don't know what the flip side would be. Do you want the team to go out and stink and like make errors
everywhere
and get
thrown out? Yeah,
what if they
get absolutely smoked again tonight?
Well, then it'll be like some of the games he's been managing earlier in the season.
Yeah, then the manager means nothing. Why am I paying him $7 million? There's no winning.
Boys, then it'll be a true indictment of just what's going on, that these players are not playing up to their potential. There's something wrong with everybody. Campbell's ice cold. Brian Baio is averaging 3 walks a start, no matter how many innings he pitches, whether it's 6, 4, 4 and a third, 4 and 2/3. Like, everybody's got something wrong with them. Rafi couldn't hit pitches down the middle for the longest time. Everyone's got something going on right now. I've never seen a team that needs a witch doctor, a week off, a slump buster, something more than these Red Sox. Oh, wait a second. That's something, that magic serum, that rally juice that they need, it's in the form of the two of the top 10 prospects in all of baseball, just down the Mass Pike, dying, waiting, super excited to finally get the call and come help the Major League squad out.
You want some optimism?
I could use a little.
They're still above 500 at home. They're 12-11, and they play at home tonight.
There you go. 7 more games on this homestand. Plenty of time for that to change.
What an absolute wagon at Fenway they are. 12-11, huh?
I will also update you, Fitzy, eyes on Lansdowne. Still a lot of Mets jerseys and hats.
I had a feeling it was going to be not even just a split, like maybe more Mets than not. Thank God it's not the Dodgers.
Blue. I don't think it'll be more than 50%, but I do think you're going to see a visual representation of the Mets a bit tonight, and I think if the game plays out anything like a lot of their games have played, you'll hear it audibly in Fenway Park tonight. And speaking of which, we are broadcasting from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. And I'm going to ask you, Fitzy, were we complicit in this disappointment for the Red Sox? And what I mean by that is, did we get too far ahead of ourselves? Were we too optimistic about, you know, the pitching staff, where Walker Buehler, he's good in the World Series, but he wasn't great last year. Giolito, we'll see what he is coming back off of injury. Like, did we get too ahead of ourselves on some of the changes in the lineup? Because everybody was raving about this team coming out of spring training. There were playoffs Forget playoffs. How deep in the playoffs are they going to go? This was like a definite playoff team.
Playoffs.
And I would include the manager in that. I actually asked him about it a couple weeks ago, and he didn't back down from. He has kept saying this
we're
is a good
baseball
team.
That's the line. He kept saying.
Guess what? You're not.
No, they're not. They're not.
Oh.
So did we, are we complicit in this? Like, did we overestimate this team?
Yes.
Well, the record thus far, now as we approach the third of the way through the season marker, is yes, that we did. But we shouldn't have, because everything on paper, everything about our baseball memory, everything about our senses, everything we heard, everything we read in town, everything the beat writers said, even all the way down to, as we just shared, what the managers told us, said, no, we weren't overestimating this team. This had 90, 92, 94 wins written all over it. They are underwhelming. They are underperforming. They are disappointing at a, I won't say massive rate because it is still early-ish, but to be 23 and 25 and continue losing the way they have, yes, okay, there have been some injuries, but again, I'll do it for Ted. No excuses. You go to bat with who you got. You pitch whoever's available. They've blown more saves than anyone in baseball. They're the cruddiest team in one-run games in all of baseball. That's not anyone else's fault. That is a problem in house Cora, and it needs to get fixed ASAP. Otherwise, we're home stretching it through another one of those, I guess the Red Sox are on, type of seasons.
I don't think we overestimated talent as much as we overestimated, to me, the probability that three additions would overcome a completely inconsistent roster that we saw last year.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at Crochet and St. Bregman and Aroldis Chapman as, well, we know these guys. These guys are going to bring the peace and tranquility and consistency that this team has needed. What I think we failed to really acknowledge during spring training was, oh, that still leaves us with 23 other guys who we have no idea which version of them is going to roll out of bed day over day. And that's kind of what you see. You see Bregman, who's having a great season and is going to opt out if he keeps playing like this. Crochet, who is your ace and your pig for years and years. I don't mean to put it out there, but you can't overlook it. And Chapman, who's been great, and 23 other guys who you have zero idea what you're going to get game over game.
Mm-hmm. And you've even gotten snippets of good play elsewhere. Like Christian Campbell was awesome for a month. You probably got more than you could have or should have expected.
What's the key word there, though? Snippets.
Yes, yeah. And you haven't been able to piece them together.
Yeah.
Piece together any consistency through the rest of the lineup, through defense. There's a lot of infuriating things, and I think I would, as a staunch Alex Cora defender and supporter for years, I always said, if everybody else did their job as well as I think he does his, they'd be a really good baseball team. And now, when I see Craig Breslow go out and get an ace, and go out and get Bregman, and go out and get a closer, and do some of those things. He didn't get a first baseman. He didn't have a backup plan at first base. I'm not saying it's perfect, but he's done some positive things with the roster building. And I look, it's like, well, you have more talent than you've had. Who do you blame, Alex Cora? Like, you used to be able to point to, we're a young baseball team. We don't have that much talent. We don't have this. We don't have that. Well, I'm not saying your roster is perfect, but you yourself said you're a good baseball team. You assessed your roster and said you're a good baseball team. And that talent has led you to a bad record for a baseball team. So don't we have to say Alex Cora is a key part of that?
Yeah, of course we do. We absolutely have to say, like, he can't skate any longer. I'm just wondering which one of the two of us is going to be the one to highlight that in an interview in person with him at the Ford Club.
You guys are running out of talking heads on this show.
I feel like it's going
to
be Ted.
Dan, would you like to take part in the interview on Wednesday, buddy?
I will plead the Rafael Devers. Nope.
And we've tiptoed into it. I asked him a couple weeks ago, I used Parcells as my pussyfoot into the question. You know, Bill Parcells says you are what your record says you are, and he laughed and acknowledged it.
Yeah.
But at what point is it not funny? Is it not something that's easy to talk about? And does it become an elephant in the room? Now, it's also timing-wise, you didn't expect them to be this bad right after giving him a three-year, $21 million extension after doling out, you know, whatever hundreds of millions of dollars they doled out in this offseason. And yet here we are. How many? Four managers have been fired? Three? Three or four managers have been fired? You know, the Orioles just canned their manager. Why? Because they're not good. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult to.
It's not really his fault. Again, not really their fault. Don't we believe baseball managers are have the least impact?
Yes, for the most part. Although I do think sometimes they have an overbearing impact. Not game plan, not game to game, not move to move. None of that. Just that's the air of the team.
That's where your critics are also going to be the loudest this year. Is there are definable situations where they're going to point to the manager and go, why did you leave Greg Weissert in for that yep. second inning in Detroit? Yep. Why did you do this, that? Why did you pitch
to Vlad?
Right, exactly. Why'd you leave Giolito in that first start in Toronto to give up back-to-back bombs? There are, unfortunately for the fans of Alex Cora, of which I am also one, there are tangible things to point to where the talent wasn't necessarily put in the best situation.
And when you're playing the fine line that they're playing right now behind a team that is not running away with it, 3 wins is a lot.
Yep.
4 wins is a lot. If you steal those games because your manager is better and he steals those games and he pulls the right strings and they win, we're talking about a different baseball team right now. You still might be a game out or whatever, but you're above 500. You're closer to the Yankees. You're not getting closer to the basement in the East. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Justin in Washington. What's up, Justin?
Hey, gents, I got to disagree. I keep hearing about how talented this team is. They're not talented, and it is Craig Breslow's fault, Andy. I heard you defending some of the moves he's made. It's really simple. This team is a top 10 hitting team. Their total major league pitching ERA is 24th. They have a worse ERA than the Chicago White Sox. Craig Breslow came in as a pitching guru with Andrew Bailey, and he was supposed to address this. Outside of Chapman and Crochet, he has done nothing but net negatives to address this going back to last offseason. There's no number 2 or number 3 starter. This isn't hindsight. Houck sucked his whole career except for the first half of last year. Bayo has been nothing but inconsistent. Giolito has been hurt and was on the decline. And Walker Buehler was terrible for the last 3 years. The last thing I'll leave you with is last year the bullpen was a major problem for this team. They had 2 high leverage arms. They lost both of those, and they replaced them with only Chapman, 1 high leverage arm. So you have a worse bullpen. Your GM did nothing to address it, and this is what you get, a team that can't pitch and, quite frankly, sucks.
Thanks for the call, Justin.
Yuck. Wow.
Hard to get happy after that one.
Love the passion, though.
Yeah.
Nope. I mean, Walker Buehler, listen, he just got hurt. Maybe when he comes back, he'll be on the uptick. Giolito, I never liked that signing. You paid him $20 million to get better last year. The Houck issue is a problem. And again, you can't have a front line or a middle of the rotation starter in a guy like Bayo with a 1.7 whip. Sorry, that's going to come back to haunt you far more often than not.
Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. I sense a trend of criticism here. Joe and Melrose, what are your thoughts on where the Red Sox are right now, Joe?
Hey, guys. I blame Craig Breslow, not Alex Cora. I mean, baseball is such a frustrating sport because, like, football, like, the best players play. The Red Sox clearly have 2 of the best players in the organization, the minors, just for contract reasons. I mean, they could have scored more runs, but the bullpen has been killing them. And it's such an obvious move. You would trade to help get more bullpen arms. But Garrett Whitlock's been brutal this year. Staten's been brutal, and it's like they've blown a record amount of games in the bullpen. I can't blame Alex Cora for that.
No.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Wait, did you say you wanted to make a trade for a reliever?
Oh.
Uh-oh, weekly Mason Miller mention coming in. 3, 2.
Yes, if you trade for Mason Miller, this team would be significantly better. Why? Not just because you'd have an all-star closer who throws 100 miles an hour.
Or.
But you would drop Chapman down. And Whitlock and Slayton and all those guys would fall into lesser leverage situations. And I think they would be better than those roles for most teams. I think that would be now how you do that. I don't think the A's want Trevor Story. I'm not sure. They probably have.
We were so close to manifesting that one, too. So close.
Maybe. But they're cheap. Yep. They're a small market organization. So maybe they don't have advanced scouts and they don't have MLB package. So they haven't seen many games lately. They also don't have Internet, so they can't check any stats or numbers.
Oh, no.
Online.
What happened to Oakland? Oh, that's right. They're in that little band, Sacramento bandbox, right?
Little minor league field, so maybe they don't know that Trevor Story kind of stinks right now, both in the field and at the plate.
So whatever was printed in yesterday's Sacramento Times or Sacramento Tribune is going to tell.
Isn't it the Sacramento Bee or something?
Yeah, the Sacramento Bee, if it still exists, I don't know. But you know, I've been advocating for a closer and a reliever. But I would also say there was, again, snippet portion time when the bullpen was good. Everybody thought the bullpen was good, right? Mm-hmm. Slayton was good. Whitlock was good. Chapman was good. And now they're not. And is that the only area? Because we're getting to the point where it's really hard to pinpoint something this team is good at other than saying Devers is really hitting the ball nicely. Bregman's hitting the ball.
Yeah.
Like, those are your two. There's nine guys, and you got 2/9 of a lineup that you're really excited about. I thought we were going to have one of those lineups where we were talking about the bottom third being good, having depth of lineup and all, you know, giving pitchers problems, and Rafael is a second leadoff hitter, and he gets on, and it's hectic, and Duran, and none of that has come to fruition.
If everything went well, if you're unknown.
Oh, wait, are you saying most unknown, you can't count on all your unknowns and ifs going well? That ties into my argument with Ted Johnson last week, because I would say you're dead on.
Oh.
Usually when you have a bunch of ifs.
I should have known you were doing a victory lap about something. I just couldn't figure out what.
The Andy Hart rule of 50-50. If you have a bunch of questions or ifs, and I would say this is accurate with the Red Sox, Walker Buehler, Giolito, were questions, were ifs. Like depth at first base, depth at catcher, the depth at catcher worked out. You didn't know he was going to be good. But if that one hits, that means somewhere else you're going to miss. And that's how they've played out. Yep. A lot of those ifs have been split, and you end up as an inconsistent baseball team lacking some depth and different guys in different roles. 617-779-7937. We do need to continue to talk about the first base situation, because as boss man Laird had noted, and I saw a couple videos, Christian Campbell doesn't look very comfortable there. It's only 4 days in. We started talking about this on Friday. We're now on Monday. But it doesn't look like he's a fast track to that position. And Rafi Devers keeps hitting, so people tell me he doesn't have to play first base. Talking a little Red Sox baseball, the first base position up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox fell in the rubber game of their series against the Braves yesterday at Fenway Park. The final was 10-4, with the four runs coming on Rafael Devers' sixth career Grand Slam and first at Fenway Park. Boston's 10-game, 10-day homestand continues tonight when they welcome in the New York Mets. It's Hunter Dobbins against Kodai Senga on the mound. Here's your lineup. It's Jaron Duran out in left. Then Rafael Devers, your DH. Alex Bregman at third. Willier Abreu out in right. Trevor Story is your shortstop, with Nick Sogard at first tonight. David Hamilton in for Christian Campbell again at second base. Carlos Narvaez is catching, and then Sadon Rafaela out in center field, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan begins at 5:45 p.m. today, and Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the game. Reports are stating that Celtic star Jaylen Brown finished the season with a partially torn right meniscus. He will be evaluated this week to determine if surgery is needed. The Celtics were eliminated by the Knicks in the East semifinals on Friday night. From last night, the Thunder beat the Nuggets in a Game 7 to advance to the West Finals. They host the Timberwolves for a Game 1 on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Knicks will host the Pacers for Game 1 of the East Finals on Wednesday. In hockey, the Panthers eliminated the Maple Leafs in 6 games last night by advancing past Round 2. Florida is all but guaranteed to send a 2027 first-round pick to the Bruins to complete the Brad Marchand trade. Marchand is also the first player in NHL history to win 5 winner-take-all games against the same franchise. It's the Panthers at the Hurricanes for Game 1 of the East Final on Tuesday, and then the Oilers at the Stars for Game 1 of the West Final on Wednesday. Today is day one of the voluntary organized team activities for the Patriots. New England is scheduled for 3 OTA sessions this week. That's Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And Scottie Scheffler is the winner of the 107th PGA Championship. He finished at 11 under par to win his third career major championship. Introducing the new Awaken 180 Golden Program. Awaken 180's medication-free, fast weight loss solution for those over 60. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerd best.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
All this talk about this guy should play first, this and that. I can give you 5 examples why it didn't work the last 5 years, you know? We were actually talking about, like, hopefully we're up 15 and we can put him at first, or hopefully not, but, you know, we're down 10 and he can go to first and get a few reps, you know. We'll get there when we get there. This is not a commitment, you know. This is kind of like introducing the position to the kid. We believe that athletic-wise he can do it, but there's more than just standing there and catch throws, you know.
Alex Cora, Red Sox manager, talking about the situation at first base, which is now 4 days into the Christian Campbell taking some ground balls and drills era. And I laugh, Fitzy, because that sounds like a high school team or a little league team where it's like, yeah, we don't really have a first baseman, so we're hoping one of these games where we're getting killed or killing somebody, I can put him in to see if he can play. Like, this is the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park playing Major League Baseball with a $200 million roster, and we're looking for dead innings to see if we can find something to play first base. Dan Ball is laughing, Fitzy. It's not really funny. It's not really funny when you see these
that they
minor
suck, that they borderline suck at this point. No.
But not even suck. It's one thing to suck. It's okay. Trevor Story. You signed Trevor Story. You think he's an all-star shortstop. You gave him $20 million a year. Okay, he sucks. You tried. You are figuring it out on the fly with a guy who is being moved positions, who you're laughing about getting reps in blowout. It just, it's nonsensical for the Boston Red Sox. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, the idea that depth charts, like not having a depth chart, not having a plan B and a plan C and break glass in case of emergency.
Well, you can't rope because no one expected him to freaking Casas to tear his patella tendon. Their development plan, their emergency replacement plan is Romy Gonzalez, but he's not a season-long one. You can't go a whole season with Romy Gonzalez at first base. Get out of here.
And by the way, I didn't think Tristan Casas would blow out his patella, but I did know that he missed most of last season to an injury and did have doubts about how good he was and whether he would lock down the position. And I just think, you know, you have something that football teams don't even have. You have a minor league system.
There's no taxi squad.
And there's like a lot of those teams, too. There's
literally
just the one.
Yeah,
you're allowed to have three of them.
Yeah. You just have a guy playing baseball a short distance away that if you need him, you pick up the phone. Hell, send a text or an email, and he comes and plays for you. And they don't have that. I mean, I know they got Sogard and whatever, but they don't have the Toro, the Bull.
I'm not sure if you saw during the break, Andy, but the boss man at Ken Laird, WEEI, tweeted out, small sample size, but Christian Campbell struggling a little bit at first base in pregame drills.
Oh, yeah.
Foot came off the bag twice and looked awkward on a scoop attempt. And then Bradfo tweeted out that he's playing with a new glove, and the only positions that Christian Campbell has never played in baseball, because he's just been used and deployed all over the field in the diamond as people try to figure out where this kid is best suited to play. He has never pitched. He has never caught. And somehow he's never played first base until a week ago.
And he looks like it.
Kind of looked like, remember when Bambi goes on the ice for the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with how dangerous it is over there.
Yeah. That is a stunningly accurate visual, Dan Ball.
Yeah. Unfortunately, stunningly accurate.
And I will... Yeah. You know, we talked about if Christian Campbell does play in a game, which I think they're working towards. So it's not an if, it's a when. He's going to play in a game. I don't think people will kill him if he boots a ball or whatever. But if he just flat out comes off the base and a guy is safe because he caught the ball and it was a routine throw from Story or whoever, and he pulls his foot off the base and a guy is safe because the ump's like, you weren't on the base. You got to be on the base. That's the way the rules work. They have for 100 years.
Then it's a continuation of everything that's happened this year.
And that will be criticized.
Yes.
That will be even like that will be ugly. And I hope it doesn't reach that, because I like Christian Campbell. That's the other thing, is I think he's doing a good thing. We're going to praise Devers for hanging the team out to dry because he's hitting. And then we might end up criticizing Campbell for being a good teammate and trying something he's never done before and may not even be capable of doing, but he's trying to be a good employee and a teammate. Like, this is so ass backwards, this whole situation. Ugh, it frustrates me. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines again. Brad in Plymouth, what are your thoughts on the Red Sox, Brad?
Have you guys learned nothing? Seriously.
Nope.
I mean, how many years have you been doing this, all of you?
Well, like this job, time, like right? 6 months.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yes, man. I've been in this role for 6 months, but yes, we've been covering professional sports and talking sports for a quarter of a century.
The line between the perception that a team sucks and a team's doing okay is really three or four games. You talked about those four games that possibly with better managing could have gone the Red Sox way. They're 27-21, and it's like, okay, they're not bad. They're, you know, we have some expectations. But that's all the difference between being like, oh, these guys aren't any good. They suck. It's not a good baseball team. And
Brad, do you watch the games? Wait, real quick, Brad, and I'll let you finish. If you watch the games, it's not just the wins and the losses. It's how the wins and the losses come about. Sometimes they win and make some really head-scratching plays. Defensively, base running. Like, I'm watching Jaron Duran not tag up. Like, little things that add up to you not only witnessing the losses, but then remembering the other aspects of the game throughout a long nine innings night after night.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree that, you know, by watching the games and the eye test and everything, they look like they're struggling a little bit. But it's the same thing if a team wins, you know, a football team wins a game 38-34. Man, they had a good game. If they lose it 38-34... they suck. Yeah, you know, so it's just you got to let these things play out a little more before you make these determinations. You know, if you can't say they're good, but you all.
All right, Brad, I got to let you go.
Okay.
Dan Ball's hopping up and down over here in the studio.
Did everyone else in the world know the Red Sox weren't going to be good except for us? And why did we get sandbagged, or did we get bag jobbed?
I cannot stand saying that you got to give it more time. It's too, have you guys learned nothing? No, we have learned. This is a 3.5 year issue that we're talking about now. If this was just an underwhelming 2025 Boston Red Sox that was sloppy and got thrown out on the base paths and made errors and did all and struck out a million times, the conversation would be different. This is every single year since 2022 where you're having the same problems, and that's why you're getting people as upset as they are to this point in the season. This is a multi-year thing we're talking about, Fitzy, right now.
These problems aren't new. As a matter of fact, Dan, I think right now the Red Sox are behind last year's pace. And last year's team, of course, went into the All-Star break, I want to say, 12 games over 500, just in need of a little reinforcements. Management doesn't get it for it. Management and ownership don't get them. And they finish 81-81. Right now, this team, at current pace, And these aren't just, you know, start of the season cobwebs they need to shake off or a little chemistry issues. This is massive, save for Bregman, basically, in Crochet, team-wide underperformance. This team is on pace to finish worse than last year, and you added $100 million of talent. It's just stupefying to me.
Have they been tough luck losers?
No, yeah. They've done it themselves, man.
That's how I look at it. And that, so Brad was trying to paint this picture of like good wins, bad losses, bad wins, good losses, like all this, the scoreboard is, no. The scoreboard really matters, first of all. That is what you are judged on. And second of all, trying to paint some counter narrative that they are snake bitten and they're better than, like, the stats all tell you in a variety of roles and areas, they're not a very good baseball team right now. You know what's actually keeping the blinders on for people like Brad? The division. That the division isn't very good. That the Yankees haven't run away. Because any other division, you're in fourth place. You're at the bottom of the division.
If they were in the Mets, in the Braves division, right, we'd be folding up the tent right now.
Also, by the way, how about a Braves team that started the year at 0-8, Dan Ball?
Yeah, potentially even 0-9.
Yep. And they're 24-23.
Yeah.
Like, you can turn things around. You can change things. And I'm not saying they're a great baseball team or as good as people thought they were going to be, but you want to talk about narratives.
Yeah.
Going 24 and 16 over a stretch is pretty good. They turned it around. They found a way. Whereas the Red Sox, if anything, if we're finding any consistency with the Red Sox right now, Fitzy, is that they're starting to shed the win two, lose two. Now it's like, lose 5 out of 6, and where are we going here? They're starting to pile up. We're not going to be 500. That whole, you know, people said that was maddening. Careful. You know what might be more maddening? Just sucking. Just dropping like an anchor in the mud at low tide and not being able to pull yourself out of it. And that may be the road they're starting to go on. So, Brad, I don't know why Brad ticked me off, but Brad kind of ticked me off a little bit.
Wow, guess so. By the way, our auxiliary stats and info department, in the form of our friend Zach Coe, one of the producers at the station, checking in. Last year's Red Sox team threw 48 games, 24-24, 23-25. So they are, in fact, even though it's only by a whisker, underperforming last year's squad.
Continuing to take your calls on the Red Sox, the Celtics reacting to a down weekend in Boston sports, which has left us to have to watch documentaries about a team that also sucked in recent years, but people are hoping is better. Forged in Foxborough is out. Fitzy's going to review it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
We don't care how you got here. You don't care how I got here. I don't care how you got here. The only thing that matters is what we do while we're here. Undrafted, free agent, first round, no round.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody cares. This game doesn't care what car you drove into the lot with this morning. When you go out there in between the lines, it doesn't care what car you drove in or how big your house is or any of that other thing. All that matters is that you can line up and do your job.
Whoa, 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 Mike Vrabel and Forge Foxborough. Do your job? That was the guy two coaches ago that used to say that and print T-shirts and all those things. But that was.
Remember we talked about that in the spring or when they hired Vrabel. The mantra should be it's time to make New England do its job again.
Sure. And apparently our job today was to watch an hour and 15 minutes of YouTube footage of the offseason as they build the 2025 New England Patriots.
No, it not was lie not to you, I didn't make boring. It. First of all, when you say it's YouTube footage, when you say it's YouTube footage, all right,
it was on YouTube.
Yes, but when you say like it's like watching YouTube footage is like just watching some kid who's trying to be an influencer or some, you know, or doing stunts in his backyard or trying to be the next Mr. Beast goofing around. Like,
oh no, it was well produced. Yeah,
yeah, it's very well produced. It's cinematic. It's in, you know, 4K, super high def most of the times, a lot of slow-mo, a lot of those action shots that you love in football docuseries, stirring music, sound bites galore that'll get the Pats porn-loving audience yelling, I'm ready to run through a brick wall now, bro. Is it September yet? Let's go. Like all these reviews. Type in Forged in Foxborough on Twitter and you get at Christian Perry 24. New Pats documentary, Forged in Foxborough is fire. At Duncan Nuts 508. Forged in Foxborough is at Duncan Nuts with a Z 508. Forged in Foxborough is Patriot porn, and I'm here for it. No, that is not my burner. One after another after another. At Matt Sharp, whoever greenlit Forged in Foxborough deserves a pay raise. Amazing. As I talked about in my three-point stance at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, the first 21 minutes, it's Vrabel porn. The Vrabros got to be loving this. Andy, the first 21 minutes of this 75-minute inaugural entry in the Patriots docuseries focuses strictly on Mike Vrabel, what he looks like, how he walks, how they got him back in the room, why they're so happy he is in the building, the way he composes himself, the way that he practices, the way that he brings guys up in front of meetings and works on technique. He is such a hardo. He is such a football guy that if you've missed that element of Patriots football, you get it back in Costco-level abundance in Forged in Foxborough. There are also some other things that you learn. I loved finding out about the Travion Henderson deal because you know that I'm the leader of the Travion Henderson Appreciation Society, and that I think that kid is going to be an absolute stud and a certified G this season. And with the unfortunate news that we got out of the Mike Reese column this weekend about what's gone on in Ramondre Stevenson's life, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Henderson even taking on a potentially larger role with the team this season. But we learned that the Bears tried to trade up from 39 to 38 and only offered a 7th-round pick to swap spots with the Patriots. That's not going to get it done. But then there was another team in Houston that offered a later set. It was like 58, 79 and next year's third. That was a pretty sweet deal, but the Patriots turned it down. And then that team ultimately backed out as well. So they took Henderson instead of the guard that went to Miami. That tells you exactly how much confidence Josh McDaniels and the offensive minds of the Patriots, like Elliott Wolf, who you of course talked about in your 3-point stance, having this kid. There's also, I call him the timeline king because every day there's 5 to 10 new posts about how much everybody loves Patriots rookie receiver Kyle Williams. They talk about all the scouts go into how quick he is, and they love his release point. They just say he's so fast off the line. They looked at Senior Bowl footage and how he, you know, would get open twice on a route, and they were like, twice on a route? That's two more times than most of our receivers that we already currently have on the roster. You get behind the scenes of May. You see Steph Diggs. The two of them already vibing and looking good, and of course, we've gotten all of that Steph Diggs stuff about how he looks like he's ready to come back from the ACL now. And since I know you love it,
and everybody can't get enough of the new rookie left tackle, whether he's in the trenches or he's on the private jet.
This little bite from Will Campbell, if you could get that one upstairs. Here's another one of those, is it September yet, bro, comments you get from episode one of Forged in Foxborough.
You have to love violence to be able to play on offense and defensive line. And that's something that I like. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Whenever you're going out there, it's either you or him. And I want it to be me every time.
I mean, come on. Let's see, who was this one? At Nest PGS said, just finished episode one of Forge in Foxborough, and it's the Marty Scorsese pose with his hands up in the air that says absolute cinema. Andy, the honks are eating this up in ways that you can't even possibly imagine. This is a home run for the Patriots rebrand back to competitive, grinded out football.
Okay, so now we'll get the more realistic perspective on it. It is the biggest piece of propaganda I've ever watched. And you play Will Campbell right there, and I enjoyed it. Sure. I do wonder, I ask this about all these, who's this for? Who's willing to invest? And I don't know if every episode
is going to be million-dollar question, Andy. Million-dollar
question. Because everybody who would care about this saw most of this footage already. They watched the press conferences and all the various things. They watched the Will Campbell arrival videos, the multiple ones of those, including a 6-minute one. So of the hour plus footage, I feel like super fans have already seen 35 or 40 minutes of it. And then there's the additional stuff. But then I would also just say, I have never seen propaganda like this in my life. And the thing that really explained that for me was Will Campbell. So they dedicate 10 or 15 minutes to Will Campbell, the build-up, the draft, the post-draft, yep, the whole thing, the first visit. Arm length is never mentioned, not once. And that was the
not
biggest
single,
story.
Nope.
I mean, that was the biggest, one of the biggest stories of the draft, not just Will Campbell to New England, but Will Campbell's arm length. Could he go as high as he could or did or was going to go with such short arms and Ted Johnson's and all those people? And to not address that, I thought was problematic, even if you're a Patriots fan. I am rooting for the Patriots, and I'm rooting for Will Campbell, but you have to at least address the short-armed elephant in the room. It's there, and most people watching this know about it. And I didn't like their decision to not include that in here. But I did like some of it. I thought the best part of the whole documentary was Mike Vrabel clips from Tennessee when he was kind of bullying the defensive lineman, Courtney Brown, I believe it was, and he tapped out of the game. He yells at him for tapping out. Then he's, I need you. You can't tap out, this, that. Then he ends up getting a sack, and he's like, you better go talk to Covington because Covington ran a great game for you to get you free to run this set. Like, I thought that was a nice little tale within this larger picture. But my biggest criticism was like every movie I ever watch. Yeah, you could have shaved 25 minutes off of that. You could. I didn't need
like a Judd Apatow movie. My God, it was so long.
I don't need Vrabel, Elliot Wolf, and one other person talking about everything. Cut one or two of them out. Just give me the best quote, the best video you got. But I did think it was entertaining. But my biggest takeaway is, you know, is it entertaining for season ticket holders? Are there like 60 or 70,000 people that want to watch it? Is there really an audience? How many people will keep watching it? Because I do think it's well-produced, and you know I have relationships with people down there. I thought Paul Perillo was looking young.
How about our boy Mike Dussault getting all that camera time as well?
How about those guys?
Our Pat's pals down there at Patriots Actual doing a nice job as well. Look, it was so long. Like, when I turned it on, I thought it was going to be like, you know, 33 minutes, 38, 45 minutes, like an episode of Hard Knocks would be.
Yeah.
And then when I saw, I was like, wow, 113.57, like, jeez.
On YouTube. That's the other thing. On YouTube. I didn't even know YouTube
everyone has YouTube
went
on
that
their,
long.
But Andy, everyone has YouTube on their TV now, so you just watch it like it's another TV channel. You probably do.
No, I do. I always, it's the stupid kids leave it on that sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, except yours probably isn't like on screaming influencers, Mr. Beast and Unspeakable like mine is with the younger boys in the house.
No, they're always watching that good golf or whatever with Bryson DeChambeau. It's always on that.
That is a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
We'll say.
But like, it's like, A, how many episodes of this are there going to be, number one? Is every one of them
like eight?
Eight?
Good Lord.
Something like that. Let me ask you this question. We've been wanting to get to this for a little while, but with the revelation that there's going to be the six-part series on the 2024 Chiefs on ESPN, The Kingdom, now forged in Foxborough and Hard Knocks, in season, out of season, Hard Knocks, another season of Quarterback on Netflix coming up. Have we reached peak football docuseries? Like,
yes.
Are we now getting too much of this? And who is all yes. of that ultimately for?
There's not enough people to support it. Yes, it's saturated the market. We used to love it. It was unique when it was NFL Films. Now every team has it. NFL right. Films has millions of them. So yes, mm-hmm. But I'm not going to tell people not to watch it. I love my peeps down at Kraft Sports Productions. Go to YouTube, watch Forged in Foxborough. You'll feel good about your football team. And with the way the baseball and basketball team are, you need to feel good about something right now. I feel good that Mego is joining us for another Mego Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. Unfortunately, it's not to prep for Game 7 or the next round of the playoffs. It's to prep for the offseason. Megan Ottolini will join us next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Go Pats.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.